about the American-based journalist who was murdered by the Saudis. President Trump made it very clear that he was putting money ahead of principle. Now, before you start jumping and shouting and jumping up and down and saying, come on now, we're talking about defense contracts worth billions. I hear you, but follow my point. You put money ahead of principle. Basically saying it was okay, or it was something that can be dismissed, overlooked, that the Saudis had an American-based journalist murdered, viciously murdered, chopped in pieces. One of the questions I ask is this. I hear loud and clear when President Trump says, listen, we have some contracts with the Saudis worth billions. I understand. But listen, was this necessarily an either or situation? In other words, is this a situation wherein either our president confront the Saudis appropriately for having murdered this American-based journalist, or lose the contract, the defense contract worth billions? Is it possible that he could have appropriately confronted the Saudis for that murder and still maintained the contract? Are both of those possible? I mean, think about this. The whole world knows that America has some very, very awesome defense capability. When it comes to military might, the world knows America is amazing. We have not only great military forces, but we have great military equipment. Great military arms. And that's one of the reasons that leaders of various nations like buying their equipment from us. And most nations, most national leaders consider, at the very least, the ability to defend their countries a necessity. And like I said, at the very least, the ability to defend. I know some of them are going to use the military arms for offensive reasons. I realize that. But especially when it comes to defending the nation, leaders consider that a necessity. And when they have the opportunity to buy from one of the best in the world, there are many, many countries that want to do that. Many national leaders who want to buy from America. Were the Saudis part of this contract because they need America's military arms as much as Americans can benefit from the payment for those arms? In other words, do they need the military arms just as much as America needs the billions of dollars that would pay for those arms? Was this truly a situation, as Donald Trump painted it, one wherein if he appropriately confronts the Saudi leaders for having murdered that U.S.-based journalist, we would have lost the contracts? I don't recall hearing him say outright we would have lost the contract, but that is certainly the idea that he deliberately planted in the minds of many. Is that accurate? Could he have confronted them appropriately and moved forward with the contract talks? America first. President Trump pushed for a bill and signed one that leaves Americans with a net loss for job training programs. Necessary job training programs that help some people survive. He pushed his own bill, his own proposal that would have, again, left Americans with a net loss for job training programs. That is a similar bill that was sent to him by the Republicans, and he signed it. Americans first. He signed a bill that reduces the overall amount of funding for education for American citizens. And he pushed hard for the total repeal of the act that provided medical support for millions of Americans. Americans first. And of course, we know that President Trump has made it clear that from his perspective, the science that tells us the dangers and the upcoming ramifications of climate change are all flawed. And he uses that as his excuse for doing what he can to reverse policies on climate change and doing what can be done to make life better, safer for Americans down the road. And this is important to remember. The experts have made it very clear that down the road, if we don't address climate change adequately, properly now, there are going to be health implications down the road, including those that have to do with respiratory diseases. Americans are going to be sicker, ladies and gentlemen. Water and air that our President Trump has made clear he's not interested in trying to make cleaner and safer. That dirty air and that dirty water are not going to discriminate. It is going to make people sick regardless of their party affiliations. Let's not get caught up in the euphemisms. America first is a phrase that can sound great on the surface, but when we move beyond the rhetoric, check out the reality of the ramifications of the policies and the positions, we realize we need to think critically about the euphemisms, about the policies, and the true end results. Keep voting. Maybe we should be the ones making sure that Americans are put in a better position. Till next time.